Hello and welcome to the Sight and Sound Summer School. Thank you for downloading and subscribing to our podcast. Now, the recording you're going to hear is from our summer school and is taken from the live feed that was transmitted to our attendees. So comments that you hear may not always represent the views of Sight and Sound Technology, its staff, management or board of directors. And now, here's session number one, Sharpening Your Shortcuts with Sharon Lyons. So welcome everybody to the very first Sight and Sound Summer School. My name is Stuart Lawler. I work with Sight and Sound here in Dublin, and I am your host or moderator for today's session. The session presenter today is Sharon Lyons, and we'll introduce Sharon properly in a moment and talk about the content of today's session. I think today is, or rather, these summer schools have really been driven from the promotions and a huge amount of interest we've had in our products, especially over the summer and at events like Sight Village, where we want to make sure that people don't just get a product and walk off and we never see them again. We want to make sure that you have the training and support that you need. And we've built the summer schools around some of our most popular products and queries that we get. And today is all about making sure that you have the info, I suppose, that you have in for today in relation to shortcuts. Now, the audio from today's session, and indeed the audio from all the sessions that we have throughout the week, will be available as podcasts on our podcast channel, which is on Audio Boom. I will put the podcast info in the chat window in a couple of minutes so that if people want it, you can grab that link from the chat window. And speaking of chat windows, for a little bit of room orientation, I suppose, while Sharon is presenting, we're going to have everybody muted. And if you want to ask any questions, you can either type in the chat window if you're on a PC, by pressing Alt and H to open the chat window and typing your question and pressing Enter, or you can raise your hand by pressing Alt and Y. If you use a mobile device, there are buttons on both iOS and Android to allow you to raise your hand or to enter the chat window. But if you don't want to do either of that, don't worry, because we will have plenty of time when we'll open the mics so people can ask questions. And I think that's just about it. In a moment, I'm going to introduce Sharon Lyons. Just before I do that, to say that if people are joining the meeting, you'll be automatically muted by default. So if people come in some way during the meeting, they will be muted. So hopefully it won't cause any interruptions. And as I say, we will have plenty of time to stop as we go along to take questions. So Sharon Lyons is a technology trainer and works in our training and sales services, I suppose, within Sight and Sound here in Dublin. She has many years, 13, 14 years experience supporting people with impaired vision in training. And prior to that, she has a background in telecoms, hugely experienced in the development of courses, and has a whole wealth of shortcuts that she's going to share with us. So I am going to introduce Sharon Lyons and hand over to her. And as I say, everybody else will be muted and we will take questions during the session. So Sharon, the floor is yours.
Thank you, Stuart. Hello, everyone. I hope you can hear me okay. As Stuart said, I've been working, assisting people with vision impairment for a few years. And I'm now working with Sight and Sound. And you may also know me as Sharon's Shortcuts, because I have a website and a mailing list which is all about using shortcuts on your PC. I'm a big fan of shortcuts, as some of you may know. And just this session is going to be about the basic shortcuts that I use every day Some of them might be quite basic for you, or ones that you use every day. Some of them may be new, hopefully, so you might learn a few bits. But certainly there's a few very useful things I've come across recently that I would like to share with you. So it will be basic shortcuts, things I found useful, and in effect my everyday shortcuts that I use. This is for anyone that uses a PC. That's the big point here. So whether you use magnification software like Zoom Text or a screen reader like JAWS or no assistive technology, you will be able to use these shortcuts. There are some special shortcuts for screen reader users that may come in today. They may sneak their way in, possibly. But we will stick with the standard ones. If there's anything particular to JAWS, I will let you know. Okay. Right. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to share my screen. And then you will be able to hear my JAWS speaking, so that whoever's watching this will be able to see what I'm doing on my screen if they have vision. And if they're screen reader users, you'll be able to hear the JAWS. So just want to make it open for everybody. Okay. And there is a chat. If you've just joined, there is a chat facility and a raise your hand facility if you need to ask anything. Okay. Right. I'll try this share my screen.
You have started screen share, leaving menus, menu, meeting control.
Okay, so now if I press the Windows key.
Leaving menus, search box, edit, type and text.
And can I just
meeting
check
controls
with you, Stuart, that you can hear everything okay? And hopefully you can see my screen. Please feel free to tell me if you have any issues with this as we go along. Right, so the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to talk about the keyboard itself. So if you're new to keyboard shortcuts, you may have some keys on your keyboard that you have never really
alert
used before.
Ryan Dalton has left.
But you will, Zoom might interrupt us a little bit, so I'll just be pressing my control key, which is one of the keys that if you don't use keyboard shortcuts, you may never have used much before. So I have an on-screen
JAWS,
keyboard
Zoom,
here.
On dash screen keyboard.
So if you can see the screen, I have a on-screen keyboard on Windows, and I just wanted to point out the different keys that we might be using. Control is usually the bottom left key, and we could do things like Control S to save and Control P to print. When we talk about shortcuts, Control plus S or Control plus P, that means you hold down the first key, press the second key, and release both of the keys. We also have the Tab key, which is the fourth one up on the left, which we will use to move around. Our good old arrow keys, up, down, left, and right, which we will use a lot as well, to move around the screen without the mouse. Escape's always a good one, right up the top left.
Alert, Sab and Donuts iPad.
So we've got Escape, Tab, Control, and Alt. Spacebar we use a bit of as well. Alt-GR, which is the other Alt, which is on the right-hand side of the spacebar. We will occasionally use that. What else? The Enter key and the Backspace key. And then we have other keys like Home and End, Page Up, Page Down. Enter key and Backspace key are on the right-hand side of the main part of the keyboard. The Home and End and Page Up, Page Down, well, it could be anywhere, really, to be honest. But if you're on a standard keyboard, they're usually in what I call the six-pack, which is above the arrow keys. So there's two rows of three keys, which are insert home, page up, and delete, end, page down.
Alert from Michael.
You may even have to use the function key or FN key, which would be somewhere down on the left-hand side, usually after the control key. And that is used if you have a laptop that
alert
has
from
a keys that kind of share their function. So, for example, unfortunately, on my laptop, I have to hold down FN and the left arrow to get the home function. But it's worth it because home and end and those kind of keys are very useful in certain situations. So that is our kind of our keys that we'll be using to facilitate the different keyboard shortcuts and to replace things that we would usually do with the mouse. So
alert from
tab
Michael
and arrow keys get us around without the mouse, and enter is a bit like a left click.
Alert, oh,
there's another one I've missed off the applications key. You may or may not have the applications key on your keyboard. It looks a bit like a menu, and it is usually down next to the Alt-GR, somewhere down the bottom to the right of the key of the spacebar. So that's how we get around. And if you don't have an applications key, you can always hold down Shift and press F10. Unfortunately, the on-screen keyboard doesn't show our function keys along the top, but you would have up the top somewhere. Most keyboards have function keys F1 all the way through to F12, which I do use quite a lot. If
alert,
you're on
Stuart
a laptop, you may
alert,
have to hold down the FN key that we were talking about down the left-hand side somewhere to use function keys. Or if you're like me and you love your function keys, you've actually managed to set them up as default. So on some laptops, they have other action keys like volume control or switch off your touchpad or brightness on the usual function keys. But you can change the default to be your F1 to F12. So that's our keyboard. Let's get rid of that.
Windows down arrow menu
and
meeting controls to move through items. Press up or down arrow. Windows D leaving menu.
Desktop. So what I did there was I did Windows D for the desktop, and that brings me to my desktop. That might look a bit different to yours, but once I'm on a desktop, I can move around with arrow keys.
Myros Serve JAWS 29 Fusion Vespero Google Drive Cosdex Alert.
Different things that are on my different icons on my desktop. The first thing I do when I switch my computer on in the morning is I would usually press the Windows key.
Search box edit, type in text.
And it says search box. And I type in whatever I want to start up, something like I'd probably do
OU Outlook app.
Outlook. Or
Home.
I can do
CH Google Chrome app.
Chrome. So you just have to start typing, press the Windows key on its own and start typing in the application that you want to start up, and you can press Enter then to open
enter.
That. So I can press Enter.
Address and search bar edit, type in text, Control plus L.
And I'm ready to go on Chrome there. The other shortcut that I use all the time is Alt F4 to close an application. So I'm on Google Chrome here, so I'm going to close it by doing Alt
F4, backup and sync.
And then I can go and open something else. I could have opened Google Chrome from my desktop as well, so I could do
Windows D, folder view, list view.
Instead of trying to hunt around
alert,
with the arrow keys, I could press the first letter, G for Google Chrome.
G, Google Chrome, 6 of 38.
And it will go to everything beginning with G on my desktop. And then I can press
enter
on that, which is a
address
bit like
and search
a left
bar
click.
Edit.
And I open my Google Chrome. The other shortcut I use a lot, I even have a soft drink dedicated to it, which is another story, is Alt Tab. So if I want to switch applications,
alert, may
I can press Alt Tab.
Inbox dash info at Sharon's dash shortcuts dot e dash outlook to
and
move
I can
to
switch
an item
to my Outlook window, Alt-Tab.
New tab dash Google Chrome.
I can switch back to my Google Chrome. I can hold down Alt and press the Tab.
Inbox dash info at shared meeting controls. On dash screen keyboard, JAWS Professional. JAWS Professional.
And there's, I can switch to JAWS if I want to. But let's come back to Google
New tab
Chrome.
Dash Google.
Now that Alt tab between more than two applications can be a bit tricky to master. But once you do, you just fly around your applications on the screen. Okay, now, so let's start getting into files. We're just doing Windows for now. So if I go
Windows
back to my
D, folder view, list view,
desktop. Now, if anyone's on my mailing list, you will know all of these, or you should know all of these, because I've just been covering a lot of File Explorer shortcuts lately. So we have Windows E for File Explorer.
Window alert, May has joined the meeting, not selected 3D ob.
So we're getting running commentary of Zoom here, but we'll just ignore that. Okay, I'm just gonna close that and open it again. So Windows E.
Windows E. This PC items view list box read only to move to an item pressed.
And my PC, my File Explorer is set up to go straight to this PC. In Windows 10, you might have something slightly different, like recent folders or something like that, quick access. But I like to have my general folders here, so I can arrow down
documents
to documents. And I can press enter.
View. Items view list box read only.
When I'm in a list like this, this is my documents list. I can also press the first letter of what I'm looking for, and I actually have a special folder here.
S SAST Summer School.
If I press S SAST SAST Summer School, that's Sight and Sound Technology Summer School, and I can press enter to open
shell
that.
Folder.
And here we have various
Outlook,
folders.
PowerPoint.
And
Windows
this is what
10
we're going
Word,
to cover today.
Windows 10.
So we have Windows 10. So I'm just talking a bit about general Windows shortcuts at the moment. And then
alert, Michael Enriquez.
We will have a look at Word. And then we will have a look at
Outlook.
Outlook. And
Excel.
Excel.
PowerPoint.
PowerPoint.
Alert from Stuart.
So I have various folders for those. Now, we might play a bit with screenshots later. I'll show you, or maybe we'll do that now. I'll show you how to take a screenshot, and that would be my print screen key. So let's have a look. Oh no, before I do that, I'm going to create a folder first. So I've created all these
Windows
folders.
Windows 10 Word.
Excel, Outlook, PowerPoint, etc. To create a new folder, we do, what is it, Stuart?
Oh, new folder. so the new folder command, which is probably one of my favorites, is Alt, or Control, Shift, and N.
That's the one. Control, Shift, N.
Control, Shift, N. Edit, new folder, type
I
and text.
I still cannot believe that I actually taught you that shortcut.
Yeah, it's a great one. It really is.
I could have sworn you would have known that one, but yeah, this is the thing. I know a lot of shortcuts, but I still keep learning some really useful ones. So that's why I want to share them with everyone today. So I have a new folder, and it's waiting for me to give it a name at the moment. It said something like edit, so I can type in
S-C-R-E-E-N-S-A-O-T-S
and press enter.
Items view multi-select list box screenshots.
Sometimes you might find that you miss the opportunity to type in a name for your folder, and you might end up with just a folder called New Folder, which is really annoying. So what you can do is you can rename your folder.
Michael has left the meeting. Sharp screenshots.
Make sure you're positioned on your new folder, and then you can press F2.
Edit screenshots, type and text.
And I'm actually going to
S-C-R-E-E-N-S-A-O-T-S.
S.
Enter. Rename folder dialog. Screenshot enter.
Oh, it doesn't like me doing that. Okay.
S. Just sharpen your short screenshot.
do, okay, because it's the same.
F2, so. edit, S-C-E-E-S, space, A-O-T-S, enter.
There we go. God, it doesn't miss a trick, does it, Windows? So, so we have a folder now called screenshots. Something I've noticed with Windows, it usually puts everything in alphabetical order in your list of folders and files. But when you create a new folder or something new, new folder usually, it puts it at the bottom of the list, which is kind of annoying sometimes. And then when it when you go out and come back into that, it will put it in alphabetical order. Or you can press F5.
Five screenshots.
And it will actually refresh your folder, and it will put your new folder, whatever you've created, it will put it in alphabetical order. Sorry, Stuart, could you just check the muting there?
Yeah.
Something there. Okay. Right. Let's go get something to put into our screenshots folder. So this is a useful thing I found where
new tab Jaws Prof inbox dash info at Sharon's.
Okay, here's my inbox. I'm going to take a screenshot.
Alert, Michael has joined
my inbox folder, and to do that, I do the print screen, actually.
SAS summer school to move to an item, press the new job meeting on dash screen keyboard.
On my on-screen keyboard. The print screen is actually over
alert,
on
Anna
this
can-
group of keys to the right-hand side. P-R-T-S-C-N is written on it, but it could be in a number of different places depending on what keyboard you're using. Usually up near the F12, right up the top right somewhere. So I have to press FN to get mine, but I'm just going to switch back to
inbox dash info on dash screen keyboard. Windows down there.
Get rid of that. Go to my
leaving
inbox.
Menus inbox dash info.
And I'm going to do print screen.
Print screen.
Okay. And what that's done is it's taken a picture of my screen and put it on the clipboard, which is the temporary area. Whenever you copy something, it goes onto the clipboard and it's ready for you to paste somewhere. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to open Word, and a quick way of opening the application is to press my Windows key.
Search box edit, type in text.
And type in
W-O. Word app.
There it is. Word app.
Enter. Opening dash Word. Document 1 dash Word. Print view, edit.
And now I can do Control V, so it will get whatever's on the clipboard, which is hopefully a screenshot, and
paste it from clipboard
into my Word. And it's quite cool because you've got a bit of Zoom stuff on it as well there. So whoever came up in my Zoom window there is immortalized forever in this screenshot. That's a few names there. And now what I'm going to do is I don't really want to save this as a document with a picture in it. I want to save it as a picture. And I can do that by focusing on that. So I could click on that picture, or I can hold down the shift and press left arrow.
Picture 115.9 centimeters wide by pastry cover.
Gives me some
escape
information on that picture. And then I'm going to press the applications key or shift F10.
Applications menu cut to move through I.
Which is a bit like pressing the right clicking on something. And if you go down here, it has
save as picture ..
Save as picture. So I can press
leaving
enter.
Menus. Alert 441512830041.
Okay. I think that's just the name it's given to that. Okay. So I'm going to call this
INBOX space
screen
S-C-E-E-N-A-O-T.
Now, whenever you're saving something, it's easy enough to just type in a file name and press enter, but you don't really know where it's going to save it. You might want to change the location. This is going to save in my pictures folder, which would be fine, but I want to save it into my brand new folder that I created in my SAS summer school folder. So I am going to press shift and tab. So we said that tab takes us round a window. Shift and tab will take us in the other direction. And I actually want to go up to where my folders are. And I have to press, hold down shift and press tab twice.
Shell folder view, items view list box, camera roll, camera roll, 1 of 6. To move to an item, press the arrow.
It talks about items and shell folder, folder list view on JAWS, so you kind of know where you are. And then I can backspace. Backspace.
Document 1-word, list box, file save dialog, explorer pane, folder layout pane, shell folder view, items view list box, audio note tape, connect wise control, custom office alert, Michael
has left. Recognize the folders here.
Music, so my bracer logs.
Now I want my SAST summer school, so I could just press S.
S, SAST summer school.
And press enter on that.
Document 1-word, list box, file save.
And I want my screenshots folder,
S,
so
screenshots.
I press S again. Press enter on that.
Shell folder view, items view, list box.
And now I've created, I've pointed, sorry, to my screenshot folder. And I can press tab.
Items view list box,
list
header, name split button,
twice.
File name colon edit combo, inbox screenshot.
And I'm back to my file name. Always good to go back to your file name, check you're happy with your file name, and then press enter to save.
Edit unavailable, type and text, the document as one object.
Okay.
Paste recovery.
Now, I am going to close this Word application.
Alt F4, Alt plus S, Microsoft Word. Want to save your changes to document 1?
I don't want to save my changes. Now, I could just press Enter and it will I'll go through the save. But I'm going to press N for no, because that's a short way of saying no,
N.
I don't want to save it.
Table view. Group.
And then if I switch Alt Tab.
Ask switching on dash script SAST summer school. SAST summer school. Items view multi select list. Window screenshots.
And if I go
enter
into
shell
screenshots,
folder view items view list box read only inbox screenshot.png.
I have my screenshot saved as a picture. This might be very useful if you needed to send someone a picture of your screen. But if you don't want to do all of that, you could just copy it to the clipboard and paste it into an email. Okay. That is, actually, not quite. I was going to say that's all on the Windows side of it. But there's one more thing I just want to show you on this. So if I backspace up to my
shell folder view, items view, list box read only,
my different folders here, and I'll backspace again.
SAST summer school, items view, multi select list box.
Now, if I was using that folder all the time, I might want to put a shortcut on the desktop. And there's a really easy way of doing that.
Alert 4-4.
So you position on the folder. Let's get my mouse out of the way. Let's get in the way. Don't need you, mouse. Go away. SAS Summer School, I'm positioned
Share
on.
Share SAS Summer School.
And then I press my applications key, or you can right click.
Applications,
or
context.
Shift F10. And I'm going to go down
open
to
pin to add to play restore scan pin to send to submenu N.
Send to. I press
enter.
Enter.
Bluetooth device B.
And arrow down
compress
to desktop.
Alert. Ina has joined the meeting. Compress desktop left parent create shortcut right
go.
Parent.
And I press
enter.
Enter.
Leaving menus documents items view multi select list box SAST summer school.
And I could close my file explorer.
Alt F4 inbox dash in.
By doing Alt F4, I can do Windows D.
Windows
for desktop.
D, folder view, list view, Google Chrome 6.
And then rather than up and down and left and right arrows around, just press the first letter of
alert,
what I want.
Marker S, Sonic Walnut Extender S, Skype for Biz S, Spindle Document S, LS, Sonicent Audio Note Taker 20.
Really depends on how many things you have beginning with S. Maybe I should use that F2 to rename.
S, Sunu Tutorials, S, SAST Summer School dash shortcut 39 of 39.
There it is. So I have a shortcut to my summer school folder. And I can press enter on that. I could press F2 now and change that name if I thought, well, maybe I'll name it something not beginning with S, because I've got a lot of things beginning with S on my desktop. But that's completely up to you. You can name things whatever you want by pressing F2.
F2, edit, hyphen text, escape, folder view, list view.
Because I can't think of anything else to call it. So I'm going to open that then just by pressing enter.
SAS Summer School, items view, multi-select, list box, not selected, Excel 12/.
So then I have my list of folders. So that's the basics of Windows
Alert
and
from Rachel.
File Explorer. Are there any questions, Stuart?
Okay, so sorry, I had to unmute myself there. So we have a question from Rachel who says, what was the shortcut to move the folders into alphabetical order?
Oh, good question. Yeah, they're kind of automatically in alphabetical order, but if then they haven't sorted themselves out, press F5, which is like a general refresh shortcut. So F5 in a lot of different things will refresh the screen or reset things. And that's what then puts it.
Alert, James Everson has joined the...
Okay, and, makes sense. And Rachel also says that Shift F10 is the shortcut of the day. So she's very happy with Shift and F10.
Shift F10, I know. So on any computer,
Alert from Raj,
you can't find the applications key or the right click for that matter.
Alert from
Shift
Rachel.
F10 will give you the context menu.
Okay, I'm going to open everyone's mic in a moment to, in case there are other questions, because there may be people who wish to speak. Just before we do that, and to give Sharon a tiny little break for a sec, because she's done lots of talking, just to give you a reminder of what's coming up tomorrow, Ash Cross, the guru in our tech support department, is going to be talking about handheld magnifiers, and in particular the Ruby magnifiers. There's some really good stuff there. So if you want to find out more about those magnifiers tomorrow, then Ash will be with us from 3 to 4:30. And staying on a low vision note, on Wednesday, our colleague Ruth Gallagher Carr up in Glasgow is going to be talking all about Zoom text. I know there's lots of interest in those sessions. So tomorrow is very much low vision and Wednesday is low vision. And we do hope you can join us. I'm going to put in the chat window in a moment the link to our Audio Boom channel where our podcast exists, where all these courses will be archived, and we will try and archive them on the day that they happen. And I'll also put email addresses into the chat window in a moment, contact email addresses for Sharon and myself. I have purposely now set the system so that people cannot unmute themselves, and that was because we got a little bit of audio interference. I think somebody inadvertently unmuted themselves, but now I'm going to unmute people's microphones. If anyone has questions for Sharon, chance to ask.
Yeah, hello, it's Phil here.
Hello. Hi, Phil.
Yeah, just wanted to know, is there a shortcut for the FN key? Because I've got an external keyboard that I use, although it's a laptop, I prefer to use an external keyboard, and I don't think I've got an FN key on it.
You wouldn't actually need one.
No?
In that case. Yeah, because you have a standard keyboard, so you wouldn't have the... you wouldn't have the other action keys on the function keys.
Yeah, but there's things like on a laptop keyboard, if you press FN key F7 or something at the same time, you can turn Wi-Fi on and off and things like that, can't you?
That's right, yeah.
So
yeah.
How do you do that then from an external keyboard?
I don't think you can. I think you'd have to do it on the laptop keyboard.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, I think that's a good question, actually. Yeah, I hadn't thought about that before. Yeah.
Okay, thanks very much, Phil. Somebody in the chat window has said, how do you use the mouse to move the pointer? It's from Bernadette.
Hello.
How do you use the mouse keys to move the pointer? Bernadette, I don't know if you're listening, or do you want to expand on that question?
I've got some vision, and I'm a bit of a mouse user, but I need screen readers to read large quantities of text. Be able to move the pointer around the screen, and I wondered how you do it with the shortcut keys on yours.
I think seven. Good question.
That's I think, Bernadette, you're asking about something called the JAWS cursor, which is probably a little bit outside the scope of today's session.
Oh, okay.
Let's maybe try and get your contact details before the end of the session. If you want to put your email in the chat window. or if you want to send a message to me privately, I'll put my email in the chat window. And we do have a session on Friday called Our Sight and Sound Surgery, where you can come and ask some of these questions, and we might be able to make a note of that, that we should try and cover a little bit of that as well, if that's okay.
Okay. Brilliant, thank you.
Stuart?
Yeah?
Can I ask, this is Michael Griffith here, can I ask, is there a way to increase and decrease the volume with the
Yes, there is. Yeah.
Alert from Megan to everyone.
The system tray. So actually, that's a lovely one. I didn't have that on my list. Thanks, Michael. So we can do Windows B.
Type in text. Leaving menus.
Which actually takes you down to the system tray. And then I can arrow.
My backup
I have loads of
alert.
Stuff
Michael Enriquez has joined the
button. And press enter.
Speakers left pair in real tech hot 30%.
On my speakers. I think I can do page up as well if I want to.
8%, 28%.
Okay, maybe not.
I'm sorry, Sharon, there's an awful lot of interference in the background.
Okay.
And I got Windows B, and then can you just go from there again?
Yes, yeah, sure. So I'll just
escape
again. So Windows B.
Windows B.
I can hear it now.
Do your system tray. Then
action center
arrow,
button.
I might arrow up this time. It might get me there a bit quicker.
Right, I'll have to work out what you did at some other stage.
And then there's another conversation going on there. So you position on the speakers, press enter on the
speakers left pair in real time.
Arrow keys.
28, 31%, 30%.
There's no right arrows.
System
okay.
Changes the volume.
Okay, brilliant. There was another question that came in from a lady called Megan, I think, and it says, other than F2 for renaming and F5 for refresh, can you tell us about some other functions of the shortcut keys, of the function keys? And I suppose I just need to unmute you again, Sharon. Sorry. So that presumably means, that presumably is to do with what application you're in, I suppose.
Audio now on.
Yes. Thanks, Stuart. I love that question. What do the other function keys do? Oh, that's a great question. Whatever you want them to do. No, they do different things in different applications, but generally, yeah, F5 would be refresh. F4 would usually be to close something, or in File Explorer, it gives you the file path. F3 is search, will usually give you a search in File Explorer or a search in Outlook. F2 is rename, although in Word, I think F2 is to save. F1 is pretty much help in everything. And I went backwards there, didn't I? Yes, where did I get to? F6? F6 will take you around the different areas of a window if you can't get there quickly with tab. So, for example, in PowerPoint, you can move to different parts of the screen with F6. F7, if I could hear you all, there should be some of you all in tune saying spell check, because I'm sure a lot of people use that. That would be in an application.
Alert, Jessica.
F8's a bit of a funny one. F8 can be used to select non-adjacent cells in Excel. And if you really want to know about that, then you can send me an email, because it's not a very easy thing to do. But it's possible with F8, or Shift F8, I should say.
Okay, brilliant. And thank you very much to everybody for the questions. It's really great to get this feedback. We're going to keep moving on because we do need to finish around 4:30. So we will open the mics again later for more questions. And of course, you can also type in the chat window. And I'm going to put a few things in the chat window in the next little while if people want to make notes of them. So thank you, Sharon.
4, 7, 8, 9.
So, let's do
Myra service SAST summer school to inbox dash in SAST summer school to move to an item.
Alt tab, go to my Outlook, folder and Windows, let's do Word next. Right. So I am going to open a Word document. If you want to open Word, I did it earlier. Windows, start typing Word, press Enter. Or you can just position on a Word document and press
Enter
to open it.
Opening dash Word.
This is a
sharpen your shortcuts SAST summer school 20.
Now, this is a document that is just talking about what I'm doing today. So it's my cheat sheet, really. It may not make some of it may not make a lot of sense to people, so I won't be sending this to you. I can produce a list of shortcuts of what we've covered at some point, maybe in some notes beside a podcast or a YouTube video somewhere. So don't worry. Don't feel like you have to take everything down. Okay, so moving around a Word document, some of the things I find really useful is Control N.
Bottom of file, blank.
Takes you to the bottom of a document. So if you're working on a very long document and you need to add to the end, that is such a time saver. And control home.
Up a file, heading level 1, sharpen your shortcuts.
And control down.
Introduction colon.
Takes you
heading level 2, Windows 10.
A section at a time.
Keyboard or heading level 2, word left parent alert from Mike C to control plus home slash end.
What else would I use here? And
heading level 2, word left parent and min's right parent.
You'll notice that I've used a heading there. I just have to be on
control plus
a
alert Sylvia
line, and I could make it a heading by pressing Alt GR. You remember that other Alt to the right of the spacebar, and can do Alt GR
Alt Control One
and make it a heading.
Heading level one control plus home slash end.
Do Alt GR
two. Alt Control Two
and make it heading level two.
Heading level two control.
You can also do Control Shift 1 for heading level 1, Control Shift 2 for heading level 2. I can undo that with Control
undo.
Z.
Undo.
I'm sure there's a whole course
heading level
saying Control Z in the background. And yeah, headings are important. I would always recommend that people use headings in any document, anything that you produce. Because if you put headings in, it's going to make it much more accessible. And you can also create tables of contents really easily in Word. So always use specific headings. And you can change how they're formatted if you want to on headings, but we won't get into that right now. What else can we do? Okay.
Control plus home slash end. F12 print screen headings alt G. Control plus shift plus F or control.
Okay. Control shift plus F or control D will give me my font settings. So if I
control selected.
Word, so to do
alert from stu-
to select a word, I pressed
D.
Do that again. Control shift and right arrow.
Control selected.
Select a word. Control shift and arrow. Right arrow because
alert
words.
From Stuart Lawler left.
Control shift and down arrow will select paragraphs. Just shift and down arrow will select lines. So
alert Jessica
combinations of control and arrows to select and shift to select what you want. Okay, so I selected the word control. I'm going to do control shift
control shift F font colon edit plus body type and text here. Alt plus F font.
I can change the font or
font style colon size colon edit color from
change the size
6, 18, 20, 22.
So I'm going to change it to 22 and
font color font left parent bottom.
I can arrow down
font color color blue accent one. Blue accent 1, darker 25% button, navigate with left and right up and sharpen your shortcuts SAST summer.
And then I can what I like to do now is shift tab.
Size colon edit combo.
Size, and then if I press enter, it will actually be okay. It will do the okay button rather than tabbing all the way down to the okay button. So if you're on something like size or
alert
or font, you can just press enter to accept those settings.
Edit. Heading control plus shift plus F.
Control is in blue. And if you are a JAWS user, I can... Oh, I knew a JAWS shortcut would sneak in somewhere here. It's specific to JAWS. I can do insert and 5, I think it is.
Steel blue 4 on default.
Steel blue. Oh, I picked steel blue. That's nice. That's insert or caps lock and 5. Insert 5 gives you the color. Right. Now, the reason why I changed that was because I want to copy that style. So if you spend a lot of time playing with those font settings and getting just the right style that you want, you can actually copy the formatting. So I can do Control, Shift, and C.
Copying format to clipboard.
Whereas Control C will actually copy the word or whatever I've got selected. And
control,
if I just
control,
down
shift, and alert, and NOC.
I'm going to select another.
Control selected. Plus enter selected.
Shortcut, which I'll come to in a minute. And then I can do Control, Shift, and V.
Applied format from clipboard.
And it actually
shift control plus
the format. So if you spend a lot of time getting the format right, and then you want to just change certain parts of the document with that format without actually pasting the text, you can paste formats. So copy it, Control Shift C, and paste it with Control Shift V. I find that really, really helpful.
Shift plus enter.
Okay.
Sharon, yes? Yeah, just feedback, a comment that came in on the chat, which may be interesting, from Mike C. And he says that F8 can also be used in Word without holding down the shift key for selecting text. I did not know that.
There you go.
We both learned a shortcut today, Mike. Thank you very much. I did not know that. It's really interesting. So I'm going to play with that.
Really cool.
So thank you for sharing that. I just thought it's worth mentioning that to everybody in case people didn't see the chat.
F8.
Yep.
Send a selection mode.
Sharon's now playing with F8. Brilliant.
Escape. Heading left shift.
So thank you, Mike.
Excellent, Mike. Love that. So you press F8 and then you can arrow around and it will select whatever you arrow to. God, I'm chuffed. with that. That's funny. I've had that question about function keys before. And I've looked all over the web to find out what F8 did. And the only thing I could find was that non-adjacent thing in Excel. So I'm delighted that that makes sense. I knew there was more to F8. I knew it.
Thanks, Mike. Much appreciate that.
Okay. So another one would be
Oscar.
Or seeing as I actually was on that Control plus Enter shortcut, which is in my list of what to cover. Control Enter will give you a page break. So if I go to the beginning,
open
of,
heading level 2 Outlook left parent.
There we go. Outlook heading. That's a section in my document. Control Enter.
Control Enter.
Will actually
page break.
If I arrow up and down.
Shift plus Enter. Page break. Heading level 2 Outlook left parent admin.
And it's put it onto the next page. If
open
I
heading level
to do
2
that,
Outlook left parent admin right parent.
Make sure I'm at the beginning of
alert
Outlook
from
where the page break was. And I can press backspace.
Blank. Page break.
Yeah. Okay. I have to press backspace twice.
Shift Outlook left parent admin right parent.
Okay. I'll just put
Alt
the back on.
Shift plus enter.
The shift plus enter
heading
as well,
blank,
which is the opposite. Shift plus enter will do a new line, but without putting the space in. So Word likes paragraph spacing these days. Never used to. You put in blank lines, but no, Word doesn't like that anymore. So if you press shift and enter, if I press enter, it will put in a paragraph spacing.
Blank.
Shift enter will not put any paragraph spacing in. Particularly useful if you're doing an address or something on a letter, if you have to do, does anyone write letters anymore? if you need to put an address at the top of a lecture
alert from
and you don't want any space between the lines of the address, shift plus enter will give you a new line without any paragraph spacing. Another one I use a lot
enter.
Is, just make some space there, bullets. Control, shift,
Control, L. Shift, L.
Starts your bullets.
A-L-O, enter, bullet.
And I can just
blank, space blank.
Twice to get out of
enter,
if I want.
Level
Control,
1.
Control, shift, L. That works in Outlook as well. Control, shift, L for bullets. And then shift
alert Eva Dan has left
another one. So if
blank level 0,
if anyone's ever been
blank
typing away with their caps lock on,
caps lock on A-L-O space O double A-E space O-U question.
Now if you're a screen reader user, you would tell straight away if you had your caps lock on, but if you're a visual user, you may be typing away and not realize. So what you can do is you can select, I'm going to do F8 now.
Extended selection mode on.
And I'll just select, I'll go to the home.
Home selected. Hello, how are you? Question.
That is so cool. And now I've selected all the typing that I've done with my caps lock on. And I can do shift F3, shift F3. Oh, there you go. There's another use for an F3.
Shift F3, H-E-L-L-O-H-O.
And that will put it into all lowercase.
Alert, Yana has left.
Or it will...
Shift F3, A.
It will capitalize each word. So I can go Shift F3.
Shift F3, H-E-L-L-O. Shift F3, H-E-L-L. Shift F3, H-E-L-L-O-H-O.
Capitalize first letter. And I can just delete
vertical
it as well.
Tab. Vertical tab.
There we go. Vertical tab. I'm not sure what I was talking about there.
Level 1 blend.
Okay. And I think that's all on Word. Flew through that one.
Okay. Thank you, Sharon. Just to say that I have put some more information on the chat window. If anyone wishes to look at it, we have the link to our podcast where all these courses, all these sessions, rather, will be archived. So we'll get this one up later on tonight. Our regular podcasts are there already if you want to grab them and you don't know about them. I've put email addresses for Sharon and myself if you want to contact us to follow up about anything from today's session. And we, just to give you, we've been peaking at 39 people in this session for the last 15 or so minutes, so we're really delighted about that. I'm going to briefly unmute everybody in case anyone has any quick questions about Microsoft Word before we move on. Would anyone like to ask any questions?
So I have another question, Stuart.
Michael, yeah.
How do you use the find function in Word?
F3.
Yes.
Several answers.
Yeah, if you want to find some text, you know, yeah. Like.
Yeah, I personally use Control.
It's Yuppie.
I personally use Control H because Control F in Word brings up like a separate pane, as they call it. So I use Control H, which is actually find and replace, and I type in what I want to find and press enter.
Oh, yes. Control H, is it?
Control H, yeah. I'll do it there now, actually. And then I type in, say, oh, I've still got caps lock on.
Caps lock off.
And I press enter.
Find next button to activate.
Press first one, I usually press
escape. Sharpen your shortcuts.
Arrow around where the first one that it's found. And then I could do, if I want to find the next one, I can do
Control
H.
Find and replace. Press enter find again. Next button to activate. And press space bar. Alt plus Y.
Reach the end of the document.
Find next button
and
to add escape.
Edit. To get out of that. Does that make sense, Michael? Sorry, I did that very quickly.
I think so. I mean, I have the main idea anyway. It's a question of playing around with it.
Yeah.
Hello, Sharon. Did you say that F, this is another Michael, did you say that function key F3 also does a find?
I don't think it does it in Word. I haven't used
F3.
Try it.
It does in text edit.
No, it doesn't. I use it. Yeah, F3 works in
Notepad.
Oh, it works in Notepad, does it?
Yeah.
Okay. And it works in File Explorer and it works in Outlook for searching for messages as well.
Okay.
Sharon, this is Phil here. Yeah. It's not a question, but just an observation, really. The Jaws voice that you're emulating.
The host has alert audio now muted.
Kind of over saying what you're saying. So, is there a possibility you could turn the Jaws voice down slightly or your voice up? No, one doesn't block the other. If you see what I mean.
Okay, so I'm trying not to talk at the same time as Jaws, but I get so used to using it that I do tend to talk over him sometimes.
I think one of the challenges we have with that, Phil, just to say, is that the Jaws is also announcing some of the events that are happening with Zoom, so Sharon is trying to obviously minimize that as well. So if you have any issues with anything, that you can review the podcast, because we will have that up very soon anyway.
Okay, well, if you could just turn yours down slightly, I think the problem...
Okay. Grand. Well, I'm going to let you... Yeah?
Well, actually, two things. You talked about accidentally opening up panes in Word, mm-hmm. and you can do that with command keys, but how do you get out of those panes easily? Because an escape doesn't work. At least it doesn't.
This is true. They are, in effect, a pane. But let me get one up here now.
Like if you did have a find pane up,
So if I did Control F.
Control F. Hello, navigation.
I can do it's Control, and one of my ECDL students told me this. Suss this one out for me. Control space.
Control space menu move to navigate. Press up side close C.
Okay.
Yeah. If you manage to focused on it, The problem is then when you focus back on the document, it's trying to get back into the pane. It can be a bit... Usually, Control F would get you back into... Yeah, you'd have to kind of press the shortcut that got you back in there in the first place, and then do Control space and arrow down to close, yeah.
And one quick question. You did a Control Shift for cut and copy or copy and paste. Mm-hmm. But if you're, let's say you copy something from the internet and you're pasting it into your document and you want to keep the format the same in your document, because Control V, it takes the format of the internet.
Yes, it does.
So how would you keep it?
Yeah, if you want it the same format as your document,
yes,
you can press, if you paste something, you can press Control, the Control key on its own, and then you can arrow, I think an arrow to the right, and do keep text only.
Okay.
And it will, like if I did...
Because I normally use the applications key and just do it that way, but I was like, you know...
Yeah. Yeah, I find the applications key and pasting a bit of a pain.
Yes.
That might be here.
So, Carl forgot to drop it. You want to, I'll show you actually. Just aware of. I'll just show
alert
you.
Alert audio now.
I just aware
alert
that
audio now unmuted. Alert.
Michael wanted me to turn down my Jaws. Is that right? Okay.
That's summer.
Oh, is there a quick shortcut for that, Stuart?
Sorry.
Turn down my Jaws.
Turn down Jaws. It depends on the machine you're using. I think you only have to go to your function keys.
Oh, really? Just to turn down the Jaws? Okay. Let me...
Ask switching, inbox, meeting controls. Jaws Professional, Jaws Professional. Although, voice adjustment, enter, alert, you are muted, alert, audio now, voice, uppercase, save us, but.
Okay.
Alert, you are unmuted. Sorry. Escape, Jaws.
There's something else going on here.
Sharpen your short.
Okay, let's just try this then. Okay.
Jaws Professional. Alert, Jessica Ball, Jessica.deal. Edit.
Right, hopefully that's a little bit better.
I, H, S.
Let's say I want to
selected.
Copy this. So Control C.
Copy selection to clipboard.
Just copied a line of text there. And if blank. I move away
blank.
And do Control V.
Paste it from clipboard.
And then just as I've pasted, I press the Control.
Paste recovery table. Paste options. Keep
and it
source.
Gives some options. So by default, it will keep the formatting of the web, you know. So if you arrow to the right.
Paste recovery table. Picture grid. Keep text only grid. 404.
To keep text only. I think that it might be. There is a key that you can. That's quicker than that. But that's what I usually do. So I paste it. Control V. I press Control. And then arrow to the right until I get to keep text only, and I press Enter.
Print
and
context
that way it should.
Paste
it should pick up your formatting of your actual document. Okay,
thank you, Sharon. We're going to move on, and if anybody has more questions about Word, you can put them in the chat, or we will have a bit of a time at the end, hopefully for a bit of Q&A as well.
Mary has joined the meeting.
Oh, there's one brilliant Word shortcut that I forgot to say, which is Save As, F12. I use that a lot. So if I wanted to...
Leaving menu, escape, control plus...
Okay, sorry, I just wanted to get out. I was stuck in that control paste options then. So escape is always good. Get you out of trouble. So F12, if I wanted to save a copy of this document, I could press F12. And that brings me into save as.
Save as dialog. File name colon edit combo. Sharpen your shortcuts.
And I could change. I could type in there a different file name if I wanted to. I could press my shift tab twice and change the location if I wanted to save it somewhere else, as we were doing earlier with, what was that? Oh, when I did the screenshot thing. Yeah. Okay. So I just
escape,
wanted to make
escape,
F12.
Edit.
I will
Alt F4, Microsoft.
My document. I will press N.
N.
I don't save.
JAWS version 2019.
And next is.
SAS summer inbox dash info at Sharon's dash short alert from Bernadette.
Outlook. Okay, so Outlook is one of the most accessible ways of using your email. And also one of the most keyboard accessible ways of using email. Web-based email is not particularly keyboard friendly, although Gmail is pretty good these days. But Outlook is better. So here I am on my inbox. I can go up and down through my messages.
Carla,
and I've got loads of stuff to do with my my shortcut of the week here. So I
replied, Andrea, read colon shortcut of the week colon searching for files and folders.
So people are asking me questions about my shortcut of the week there this morning. And I might put details. Yeah, if you go to my website I was talking about, which is all about shortcuts, is sharons-shortcuts.ie. But if you just put Sharon's shortcuts into Google, it should come up straight away as the first search results. And if you go to
alert
the main
from
page,
Stuart.
You can go down to the join the mailing list, put in your email, tick the box, and off you go. And you'll get an email every Monday morning with a different shortcut in it. And we can all learn how to chuck our mouses away, actually. Okay, so Outlook. One of the most useful things I have found in Outlook recently, because Outlook I use a lot for email, I also use the calendar a lot. And I like to have my Outlook email and my calendar open so I can kind of switch between the two rather than changing the view in the Outlook window. So at the moment I've got my inbox in view. So if I did Control-2, it would swap.
Connectivity to your server connected to colon Microsoft Exchange.
Okay.
JAWS Pro calendar dash Sharon dot Lyons at Sighton Sound Technology.
So it switched to my calendar view. And if I did Control-1 or Control-Shift.
Inbox dash info at Sharon's dash.
Control-1 will switch to my inbox view. But what if I wanted to have my calendar and my inbox open at the same time? I have to go up to the ribbons for this one. So I can do Alt-V.
Alt-V, upper ribbon, view, ribbon, blue tab, to change ribbons, use left or right arrow.
And then I do O-N for open in new window. O-N, open in new.
O.
And then I have
N,
a...
leaving menus, leaving ribbons, list box.
I have another instance of Outlook open. And then I can do Control 2.
Calendar dash Sharon dot Lions at Sighton Sound.
And I have my calendar and my inbox open. Those of you that can see the screen will notice that my calendar is a kind of a reduced size window, which is really annoying. I don't know why it does that, but I can use the Windows and up arrow to maximize it. So Windows.
Windows up arrow.
And then I can see a bit more of my calendar. And I can switch
inbox dash info at Sharon's dash shortcuts dot e dash out.
My inbox.
Calendar dash Sharon.
And my calendar.
Unread.
I find that very useful and I do that every morning. Actually, if you do set it like that, it should remember. So when you go to open Outlook the next day, it should bring up two windows, one with your calendar and one with your inbox, which it does mostly. Okay. Other things I use a lot in here would be...
Unread, national replied, unread.
I like using the unread function. Visually, it will stand out in my inbox so I can see it quite clearly, but it also, JAWS will announce...
Unread, MailChimp support, weekly...
That's my MailChimp stuff.
Unread, National Adult Literacy Agency, celebrate International Literacy Day with NALA.
Oh, it's International Literacy Day coming up. So I can, well, maybe I just check the date on that. So I'll enter to open that. And a celebration of international literacy.
Blank. Heading level 3, Friday 6 September 2019.
Okay, so it's Friday 6th of September 2019, everyone, okay? And I can press escape to come
escape.
Out.
Escape. Inbox dash info at Sharon's dash shortcuts dot e dash outlook list box.
Okay, what else can we do? Oh, one of my favorites is when you're creating a new message, is putting attachment in. So if I create a new message, Control N.
Control N, untitled dash message left paren HTS.
Stuart, I'll put you
enter.
Again.
Stuart Lawler, Stuart.Lawler at SightonSoundTechnology.e.
That's an interesting little sound it made there. That's when it opened out the, it was trying to guess what email address I was putting in, and I can type down, and...
Subject edit, type and alt plus A, R, E, N, space, Y, U, R, space, A, O, R, T, C, U, T, S.
Document, Stuart.
Sharpen your shortcuts, dash message, left paren, H,
and I'll just say,
A, S, T, R, T, enter, enter, P, E, A, E, space, A, D, A, T, A, S, A, E, D, here, enter, enter, T, A, K, A, A, O, N, space auto correct colon.
Now, where's my sharpen your shortcut?
Inbox dash info at Sharon calendar document. Dash Sharon JAWS professional SAS summer school.
It's in here.
Items view multi select list box S screen S sharpen your shortcuts SAS summer school 2019.docs.
That's my document. And I can copy this file.
Copied selection to clipboard alert ceremony.
Switch back to my. Email.
Sharpen your shortcuts dash message left paren HTML right paren.
And I can do Control V in the
thanks,
body of the
Sharon.
Message. I can do Control
paste
V.
Paste it from clipboard.
And it attaches it. Which I have found is the quickest way of attaching a document or file to an email. And then I can send it. So I can do Alt S.
Alt S, SAS Summer School, Items View Multi Select List Box.
And Alt Tab back to
inbox dash info
email.
At Sharon's dash short.
Okay, I like that one. Now.
And I've just received it, by the way.
Good. It works. Right. It may not make any sense to you, though, because it's my notes on what to cover, but. There you go. Right. What else on email? searching on email. I was talking to someone recently. We just mentioned F3, didn't we, for search? Control E works as well, where you can do Control E.
Control E, search query edited.
And I can do a search for
A-R-T-C-T.
And it automatically starts doing the search in the background, and then I shift tab.
List box, attachment, info at sharons-shortcuts.e, sharpen your shortcuts, mod 12
is the email I just sent.
Unread, MailChimp support, attachment, replied, Anthony Borg, shortcut of the week, searching.
Who's a big shortcut fan. And yeah, so I can get all my emails that have the word shortcut in them. But talking to someone the other day, using this search, you don't actually need to create folders in Outlook anymore. I think it was actually Derry Lawler I was talking to who agreed with me about that. So if you can search this easily in your emails, you don't necessarily have to organize stuff into folders, especially if you can't really be bothered to organize stuff into folders like me. So, when I'm in a search and I want to get back to my inbox, I just press escape.
Escape. List box.
And sometimes it does this weird thing where it puts you into your folder list if you do have a folder list on your view in Outlook. And this is where F6 comes in. F6. If you're stuck in your folders.
Info at level 2. Inbox : 1 unread message closed selected.
Press F6.
List box replied. National unread.
And I'm back in my inbox. Home and end works really well here as well. So if you were on a search and you were on an email right down the bottom somewhere, you can always
attachment.
Always do home.
Home unread. MailChimp support.
And that takes me back up to the top. I was talking about unread emails, actually. Yeah, just reminded me. So, say
National Adult Literacy.
The NALA email there. Say I wanted to make that unread, just to highlight it to myself to read it again. I can do Control U.
Control U.
Control U will make it mark as unread, and then it will tell me
unread. National Adult Literacy Agent.
Unread. If I wanted to mark something as read, I could just open it and press escape and it would be marked as read. Or one James Everson taught me is control and enter.
Control enter.
Will actually mark it
National Adult
as read.
Control
back as unread. So
unread. National Adult.
There we go. What else have we got? Now we're on to the calendar. How are we doing for time, Stuart? Are we good?
We're about 15, 20 minutes, so we're okay.
Okay. We probably won't get Excel and PowerPoint in that time. We'll just have to do another one at some point.
Absolutely.
Now, I wanted to go and look at the calendar while we're in Outlook. So I have my calendar.
SAS Summer School. Calendar-Sharon.Lyons@SightandSound. List box. Unread. Task switching. JAWS. Meeting. Zoom. Calendar-Sharon.Lyons@SightandSound. Technology.e-Outlook. List box. Month view.
Okay. So now I'm in my calendar. Some really useful things that I use here is to go to a particular date. So I can do Control-G. Or go to
Control G, go to date, edit, mon 12/08/.
And I'm obviously on today, so I could put in, say, last Monday,
05/08/2019.
And press
enter. calendar-sharon.lyons@sightandsoundtechnology.e-outlook 000.
Okay, so now I'm on the 5th of August, and if I press tab.
Bank holiday, Monday, 5 August 2019. All day, time free, organizer share.
So tab will take you through all the events on a particular day. So Control G, type in your date, press enter, and then tab to the appointments on that day.
Escape. Escape.
And oh, I didn't really need to do escape. Oh yes, I can do then. If I want to get back to today, I can do Control T for today.
Dash Sharon dot Lyons at Titan Sound Technology dot Eman Thu, Monday, 12 August 2019. Two events, one free.
I have two events there. One saying that I'm
Sharon working at Sight and Sound Summer School 2019: colon sharpening your shortcuts with.
Okay, that is the Control T for today, and the other one I use a lot of is jumping from week to week. So I like to kind of go back and forth, and it's Alt and down arrow.
Alt down arrow, Monday, 19 August 2019. One event, one free. Alt down arrow, Monday, 26 August 2019.
And if I go Alt up arrow.
Alt up arrow, Monday, 19 August 2019. Alt up arrow, Monday, 12 August 2019.
It will also.
Alert from Chris.
Take me back a week at a time. That is mostly what I use in Outlook. Are there any questions?
So just a quick question on the chat from Chris, who says, I would like to know the shortcut for replying all to replying to all and forwarding from within Outlook. So I think you probably have those off the top of your head, Sharon.
Oh, yeah. Have them. So if I switch
inbox
back.
Inbox info at sharons-shortcuts.e-outlook.
My inbox. And, okay. I'd already replied to...
The food. Replied, Sinead. Recolon shortcut.
My friend Sinead. If I want to reply, I do Control R. Control R will create a new email.
Recolon shortcut of the week.
Sending it to Sinead, and it will let me type
escape
in a message.
Inbox
out of that. Actually, I don't have a great example for reply to all, but it's Control A is reply all. So I can't really illustrate that one very well at the moment because I'm trying to see if any of these know. So yeah, Control R will just reply to the sender and Control A will reply to all. Everybody who was copied, anybody else that was on the email. In fact, if you actually hovered, I'm using my mouse. if you hovered over the ribbon where it's got reply and reply all, actually for lots of
alerts from Michael and
it will tell you Control Shift R. It says Control Shift R for reply all. Okay, maybe Control A was wrong. Control A. Oh no, Control A is select all. Do you know
escape.
Why I'm getting mixed up?
Alert from a Ruth
is because sorry about that, Chris. It's Control Shift R is reply all. You remember I was talking about Gmail earlier? In Gmail,
alert
A is
from
to
Megan
reply to
it.
All. You press A in Gmail to reply to all. So I was getting a bit confused there. Sorry about that. So Control Shift R is reply all. Control R is just reply to the sender.
Okay, and Megan says the Shift F10 applications key can work on messages as well, which of course it can. It's a good point.
Yep. Applications key or Shift F10 is great in
the food unread
in Outlook. So yeah, if you did applications key or Shift F10
applications menu to move through items, press up or down arrow Q
options. And yeah, reply all and forward are all in that applications key or context menu, as they like to call it.
Okay, as I say, Outlook is one of those applications is hugely powerful, something that we all spend lots of time in, I think, so it's well worth having this time. I'm going to very briefly unmute everyone in case there are any questions that people want to speak, and then if not, we will go straight on to Excel because we are running very tight on time.
Do we have time?
We're anxious to. We'll have a quick look at Excel maybe. Has anybody any other questions about Outlook?
Hi, it's Michael H here. Is it possible to quickly go through the difference between the various JAWS cursors?
Well, that came up before, actually. Yeah, we're just concentrating on standard shortcuts today. So, somebody else said they'd like to know a bit about moving around with Jaws cursor.
Michael, are you around on Friday? We have a tech surgery, kind of a clinic, an open clinic, I suppose, at this time on Friday. And another gentleman has asked a similar question earlier on. So I've made a note that on Friday we're going to devote a little bit of time to talk about Jaws cursors and mouse movement, because I think that's how the first question came up.
Okay.
So we will do that on Friday.
Could I ask how you delete an appointment in your calendar?
Delete?
Yeah.
Okay.
Calendar dash Sharon dot Lyons at site and sound alert. The host has muted. Control G. Go alert. Audio now mute. Alert. Audio now.
Yeah, thanks, Zoom.
Alert.
Thanks, Zoom. You can stop now.
Rusty escape.
Okay. So if I tab to
Sharon working at Sight and Sound, Monday 12.
I can always add it again. I think it's just delete. So you position on an appointment and just
press dash Sharon dot Lyons at Sight and Sound Technology.
And it's gone.
Undo Monday 12 August 2019. Well. Monday.
So yeah, tab to your appointment.
Sharon working at Sight and Sound, Monday.
And press delete.
Monday 12 August 2019.
It doesn't say it's alert, deleted. Steve. It just means that you'll have less appointments.
Undo Monday 12 August.
And I just put that back because it might confuse people.
Okay, brilliant.
Anything else?
Thank you very much, Sharon. Okay, and now I think we're going to have a quick look at Excel.
Quick look at Excel. Right. Okay, now. In true Blue
Inbox
Peter,
summer.
True Blue Peter style, I have something that I prepared earlier, and it's in my Excel folder. So I've just switched to my summer school folder, and I press E.
E Excel.
And enter.
Enter Excel items view list box stock control example dot xlsx.
And this is my
enter.
Example.
Opening dash Excel. Opening dash Excel. Please wait. Stock control example.xlsx. Stock control alert. Joe.
So this is just a sample Excel spreadsheet, because as you know, Excel, a plain spreadsheet, is
alert. Analo
and has nothing on it. So so we have some items in here. It's actually a shoe store. So we have
name B2 item no A2 name B2 name, unit price C quantity stock, and stock value E2 percentage value.
So I'm just moving along the column.
Item no A2.
Now what I have set up on this spreadsheet with Jaws is I set it up so Jaws will read the row and column information based on how they're labeled in the spreadsheet. So if I arrow down.
Ninth crochet espadrille B3. Name B2 crochet 27 C3.
And it's making me out to be a complete liar because it isn't calling it out, which is interesting. I guess I set
15
C4. Don't really want to go into exactly how to set that up. Maybe there's some conflict with something going on that it's
15 D 60 D 3.
Oh, that's annoying. Okay.
20 crochet 930.
It's to do with setting up a naming a range in Excel.
Alert Andy Irvine.
To do this and
crochet.
So you have to know your range. And I will shall I quickly do this, Stuart? Or okay. It's in the formulas ribbon, so you do Alt
M, upper ribbon.
And then you press M again.
M, define names toolbar, define name.
And press
Alt Enter, leaving menus, leaving ribbons, new name, name alert, escape, stop, escape. Embellcro, name, item no, A2.
Go to the top of my column heading. Alt M,
upper ribbon, 4M, define names, toolbar, define name, Alt follow, enter, leaving menus, leaving ribbons, new name.
You have to be very particular about what you call it, so I'm going to call it title, that tells it to use certain cells as
TLE.
And then I put
dot, period.
And the last cell in my range, which I know is
G4.
And what this will do is it will tell JAWS that the row A2 and the column A1 up to G14 is my block of data. So I press enter.
Enter. Stock control example dot XLSX. Item no A2.
Down.
930 name. Crochet espadrille. Unit price. 27 quantity in stock. 60 D.
So as I move from column to column, it's telling me what the title of the column is. And as I move down.
48,500. 15, 61,911. 30.
That is the item number, which is the first, which is in column A. So it's the first thing. So
77,500.
So that's, yeah, that's how you get JAWS to, well, that's how you tell JAWS what the column and row headings are. And now, what else can we do in Excel? Because as we jumped to that advanced bit, let's go back a bit. If you ever want to, well, the very first shortcut I learned in Excel was, well, how can I edit a cell because I can't click on it? This was back in the days when I used to use the mouse. And then I realized it was a function key,
F2, edit 15, type and text.
Let me edit the cell, and I can press
escape, 15, D4.
Now, if I go down,
77,500. Item no A2.
Say I wanted to add, I wanted to add rows. I wanted to add more items. Control and down arrow. If you're at the top of a block of data, control and down arrow will take you to the end. So control down.
63849 A14 edge of.
That is edge of. Oh, sorry, JAWS.
Scare 63849 A14 edge of current data region.
That's very useful, JAWS, to tell me that. And if I did control and right arrow, it should take me all the way.
Last ordered 05/05/2017.
Last ordered is the last column in the information. Now I'm going to go back, control left arrow.
Item no 63849 A14 edge of current data region.
Okay. I'm just going to go below
blank A15
because I want to insert a row. So quick way to insert a row is shift and spacebar to select the row. Shift spacebar.
Selected entire row. Select A15.
Blank. JAWS says you've selected an entire row. Are you sure you want to do this? Yes. Oh, yeah. And then I can
alert
use,
from
applications key.
Applications menu cut to move through items.
And I can arrow down to insert or press I.
Leaving menus. Selected range A15. Blank XFD.
So I have
alert
a blank row there. But what's really useful is if you wanted to add several rows, we all know Control Z is undo. Control Y is redo, but it's also repeat. So repeat your last action. So Control Y.
Control Y. Select A1. Item no. Scare of two stores. Item no. A 630. Okay. Blank A5. Selected entire. Blank A5. Selected entire row. Select A5.
Okay, that was strange. What happened then?
Blank A.
So the last thing I did. Shift.
Selected entire row. Select A15. Application.
Applications.
I. Leaving menus. Selected range.
Control
Y. Select A1. Scare of shoes. Context. Clear formatted. Escape. Leaving.
That does work.
Item
you will have
4,
to just
6,
take
7,
my, word for it. That works, Stuart, doesn't it?
It does.
It does. Yeah. So you can keep doing Control Y and it will.
1, 2, 9, 8, 1.
It did.
Blank. A15.
A couple of rows there. But that is so quick if you want to create lots of rows. Insert one. And then do Control Y to your heart's content. Okay. Let me just.
Select A15. Blank XFDC applications. Menu cut.
I've selected those two rows.
Delete. Enter. Leaving menus. Blank A15.
Okay. And now. So a really good
six,
one.
Eight,
I learned
nine,
recently,
two, one, three, six, four,
thanks
nine,
to my ECDL students, if any of them are listening. I'm going to go to somewhere where it's got some quantity value.
Stock value.
Stock value.
1620.
Okay. Or price.
Unit
even.
Price. Unit price. 27 yeah. C3.
If I do Control Shift and down.
Control Shift down arrow, select C3, 27, C15, 16.
It's selected the.
An escape. Selected range, C3, 27, C15, column. 16.
That's unit price. That should be currency. So I can do a shortcut that will change the format. So Control Shift and dollar, which is on the number 4.
Control Shift 4.
We'll switch it to
48,93,767 euro sign 27.00.
That has
C3.
Changed it to 27 euros. I can do the same thing.
Quantity stock value 16. Control shift down arrow select.
And control shift. Four.
Control shift 4.
And now that's all in.
Tab.
Oops. And I must turn off this annoying quick action thing in Excel. That can be on another time. control home.
Top of file formatting tab.
Oh.
Escape. Okay. First cell. Scarif shoe store stock control. A.
Control shift. Control home will take me back to A1. I do have a few other things there, but I think we might be a little bit over time. Would you want me to carry on, Stuart?
I think I noticed a few people have had to leave.
Yeah, that's fair enough. Yet.
So I think we'll probably hold it there. But thank you very much to Sharon. I've certainly learned a few really interesting things in the last 90 or so minutes. I want to thank everybody for your attendance today. It's been a really great start to our summer school week.
Yeah,
remember,
brilliant.
We're back tomorrow with Ash Cross talking all things magnification with the Ruby range of magnifiers from Vispero. Wednesday, Ruth Gallagher Carr talks Zoom text. So two really good sessions for people with low vision. And remember, on Friday, we are back with our tech surgery. And I know two people have made some specific queries that we're going to address in the tech surgery around JAWS cursor movement. So you'll have that then. This audio will be available as a podcast later this evening. So if you missed anything, you can find it on our podcast page, which I posted in the chat area earlier. And if you have any queries after today, you can email us either Sharon.Lyons, L-Y-O-N-S, at sightandsound.co.uk, or Stuart, S-T-U-R-T, .Lawler, at sightandsound.co.uk. And thank you to everybody for joining us, and we look forward to seeing you all on, hopefully, tomorrow's Sight and Sound Summer School session, or if not tomorrow, certainly, hopefully, before the end of the week. Thanks.
And thanks very much for some brilliant
alerts, Mark.
Absolutely. Fantastic questions. Thank you, everybody. And thanks to everybody who sent messages on the chat as well. Cheers. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. If you'd like more information on Sight and Sound products or services, visit us on the web at www.sightandsound.co.uk or call us in the UK on 01604 798070 or in Dublin on 01690 9720.